Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Funny thing happened on the way to a Ravens victory last night, up 40-25 with 4 minutes to go. They ended up losing 41-40. Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens and the Orioles for us here at 105.7 The Fan, and he joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Cordell, thank you as always for joining us. So what stood out to you about the collapse last night?
Outside of the collapse, I mean, it's just a lot of the same old, same old. I mean, shame on me for actually at one point in the fourth quarter thinking that it was over.
Shame on me.
I don't even know why I allowed myself to step right into the same bear trap that I've stepped into 1,000 times before. I thought they'd win. I thought they'd be a one-point game. I did say that. I just thought it'd go the other way. But, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? I mean, this is a team that dominated a lot of last night's game, put up a historic performance offensively, and couldn't stop a nosebleed. Yet again, a crucial turnover turns out to be the difference in the game, them committing the turnover, not being able to force turnovers, and that was such a big deal for this defense all summer, all camp, which, to their credit, they did a lot of throughout camp, but it didn't carry over to the game. You're not able to get to the quarterback in critical moments of the game. Stop me if you've heard that before. Just lack of execution and lack of an ability to play a 64 minutes of football against a team that you can't beat on the road. They keep going to Buffalo and they keep losing. And I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face and say how much better I think the Ravens are than the Bills. Doesn't matter because they don't show it on the field. And look, the Ravens are good enough to beat, 97-98% of the league. But two of the teams that they're going to have to get through to get there, they're not going to beat them if they're only going to play 55 minutes of football. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, Ravens are now 3-9 against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, including the playoffs. But Cordell, unfortunately, the double-digit leads in the second half being blown, that has been a common theme for this team going on years now. How much do you place on John Harbaugh, these collapses?
I mean, you gotta put a hefty share on Harbaugh's plate. He's a part of all of those, and the margins aren't that wide when you especially in matchups like that, you know, against teams like Buffalo, where you would think your season ends the way that it did last year, and they would want to go back out there and try to do the reverse. And instead, I mean, it was almost very, very similar to how last year went, just a couple of details differently. But overall, it's the same thing, just not being able to finish. But, yeah, some of it has to fall at John's feet because some of the common factors in some of those collapses is clock management, timeout management, which could fall under that, execution and pivotal moments of the games, the finer details kind of being overlooked, whether it's special teams, defense, offense, doesn't matter. Play calling going conservative at times that it shouldn't. And, you know, the 4th-and-3 last night, that one is just so head scratching to me because, all right, I get it. Lamar's talking about he's cramping. I don't even think John was already prepared to go for it. I mean, to punt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He
was capitulating.
I think he already had his mind made up.
Yep.
He was going to punt the ball. And that, to me, that concerns me because now I have to bring into question his feel of the game. Because how could you watch the game up to that point and think your defense was going to go out there and do anything other than what they had done the rest of the game. If you're going to lose, I think a lot of people in Baltimore today would be okay if the Ravens go for it, don't get it, and end up losing the game. Because why? You went down on the limbs of your best players going out there, and you lost the game by trying to put the ball in their hands. So be it. But you trapped that defense out there that has been shredded to just pieces all the way up until that point. They still get no pressure when they had to. That, to me, was not only did he literally punt the ball away, but I think he punted the game away by not going for it on that fourth down.
Are we sure that the defense is playoff caliber? Like, is elite? Like, I've been saying every day on this show for the last 100 and some days since last season ended, they're an impact pass rusher away from me thinking they're going to win a Super Bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we sure about the personnel on defense?
I mean, I don't know.
I know Buffalo's special.
I mean, but even personnel-wise on paper, you should like the matchup with that Ravens secondary against the Bills wide receivers.
Yeah.
At one point last night, I tweeted, you're starting to see the lack of talent at receiver for Buffalo start to bite them a little bit, because at one point, they were bottling them up. At one point, they weren't giving up explosive plays, especially on some of the money down. But eventually that changed. And when you're getting beat by Josh Palmer, it wasn't even – Khalil Shakir, I mean, look, I'll give Keon Coleman credit. He looked really good last night, and maybe he will look more of the part than he did last year. You hope so, it's year two. But also what gives me a little bit of – what brings me back down to earth a little bit is you look around the league, defense was bad for the most part across the board in week one. A lot of top defenses didn't look good this week. And week one is always weird. So I do think it's a little bit of that, but – It is concerning that some of the issues that have plagued them in years past and that we were hoping would be fixed over the course of this offseason, with some of the additions that they did make, it didn't look like none of those changed at all.
Should Jair Alexander been on that football field?
It didn't look like it. It didn't look like it. I mean, especially late, all right? Especially late once you start to see he ain't got it tonight. You know, and everybody in the building obviously knew it, because every time they needed a play, where'd the ball go? Wherever 23 was. So, I mean, ironically enough, he gets his ankles broken and stumbles into a tackle that I don't even think he was trying to make. But that's the way the cookie crumbled for him last night. So, yeah, and I'll be honest, I was surprised that he looked as bad as he did. And I have to take a step back in the sense of, I thought that he could be a guy that could play on Sundays without a lot of practice throughout the week. And maybe that can be the case over the course of time, but he missed a lot of the back end of training camp. I think that showed up. I don't think he's in football shape. I wonder how he's feeling today. That's a big concern for me. I wanted to get to that with John today, but didn't get to. But I do wonder how he's feeling today, because you're kind of holding your breath with this guy, not only because he struggled on the field last night, but just because of his injury history.
Let's close with this. Obviously, game one, and we've talked a lot, and you know this, the players don't play in the preseason, so it's going to be rust all over the league week one. How much of what you saw last night do you chalk up to rust, and how much should you feel like this can get better? How much better?
Well, I mean, it will get better for them because, like I said, they're good enough to beat majority of the league. Now, it ain't going to always be pretty. I think some of that, of them playing with their food a little bit, will still be the case. I'm curious to see how this week goes for them against Cleveland, who, look, I think they're going to end up winning, but I don't know. You know, they lost to the Raiders and Colts at home the last couple of years. I don't think that they're going to dominate the Browns because that's just not the way it typically goes for them. Some of it is week one. Some of it is they played a really good team in a tough environment after, like you said, really not getting any preseason run. I mean, this is their first real game since the playoff loss last year. So some of it is that. I think it's all of the above. You can still have concerns about what you saw while also being realistic and understanding that it's very early in the season. Guys are not in tip-top shape right now. Guys are not at their peak performance levels right now. So you're going to get some ugly football at times. I talked about tackling being an issue all week, and that's partially what was a little bit of their issue last night. So I think they'll get better over time, but my thing is, can you beat the Buffaloes or the Kansas Cities or any other team in the AFC that pushes you to the limit when it matters? And until they show me that they can, I'm going to continue to question it.
Cordell Woodland, always great, man. When are you back on?
Me and Ben, we'll be back Friday. We'll be back Friday night. Nice. That'll be our new night. So we'll put a bow on week one and start to look ahead to the Browns, and I'm sure we'll talk a lot of college football as well.
Awesome. Fresh take coming up this Friday evening. Cordell, thanks as always, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up at 5:30, we will ask the question about how much of this do we put at the feet of John Harbaugh. But coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Who are you blaming after this disastrous loss last night? We hear from the people next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.